Thank you for joining us here at KMXT 100.1 FM. It's your public radio station here in Kodiak, and it's time for another episode of Talk of the Rock. I'm your host today, Dylan Simard, and joining me today is Dr. Suzanne Bowie. How are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you for having me on today.
So you are here today to talk about a new program that is being offered by Kodiak College. Can you tell me a little bit about these programs?
Sure. Well, I'm actually here to talk to you today about three programs that we have and some new opportunities that we have with one of the programs. I'm the Department Chair of Health Sciences for Kodiak College, and today I wanted to talk about our Certified Nursing Assistant program. And then later on in the program, Amy Samuel, she's the University of Alaska Sitka Medical Assisting Program Director, she's going to come on and talk about a brand new and very exciting program that she has a grant for to help our Kodiak College students to become medical assistants. And we've never had that opportunity before historically on the island. So that's very exciting as well. And then I'd like to finish up talking a little bit about medical coding.
Well, that certainly sounds good to me. So why don't you tell me a little bit first about yourself and the work that you do for the college?
Great. So I've been had the pleasure of working for University of Alaska Kodiak College since 2005. I started out part-time, became full-time, then a department chair, maybe 10 or 11 years ago. And so I run the health sciences department and some of these special programs. And I also teach some medical assisting programs, as well as anatomy and physiology and biology courses.
So let's get right into it then. What programs are now available for Kodiak residents who are interested in getting into the field of medicine?
Okay, so I'd like to start first with the Certified Nursing Assistant Program. And before I do that, let me tell you that all the programs we're talking about today are in very high demand. The first one, the certified nursing assistant jobs, have an 8% growth rate from now till 2030. But in Kodiak, we really need these certified nursing assistants badly. Medical coding, there's a growth rate of about 22%. And then Amy can talk about the medical assisting program. And all of these programs are gonna require our students to apply, complete the coursework, and then pass a state exam. So what you're moving into when you take these programs is a profession, a high-need profession. And I really have to say as well that Kodiak College, in particular Nancy Castro, who works in financial aid, loves to help give students money if she possibly can. So when or before you apply to any of these programs, I recommend that you visit or email Nancy Castro at the college, and she'll see if students are eligible for different types of financial aid.
Let me ask you, I suppose, what is medical coding and what is a certified nursing assistant? Listeners probably have heard of doctors, nurse practitioners, registered nurses, of course, and physician's assistants. And what is a nursing assistant?
Okay, so let me tell you a little bit about the program. We've had a certified nursing assistant program for quite a long time. And unfortunately, because of COVID, we were unable to have this program for the past 2 years. So certified nursing assistants, they usually work in a hospital setting. They may work in more long-term care. And they're responsible for multiple types of patient care tasks. They're there to make sure that each patient receives really comprehensive and personalized care that they need. So there are certain responsibilities that they have, for example, and these are things that they will learn in the class. How to transfer a patient safely, let's say from bed to wheelchair or wheelchair to standing, okay? Activities of daily living. They help the patients if they need help grooming, eating, bathing. They monitor vitals, blood pressure, temperature. Also, they are able to assess patient behavior and report that back to the nursing staff or the physician. So really they work as part of a team, including physicians, nurses, as you mentioned, all the ones that you've already mentioned, to help those patients that are in a primarily hospital setting or long-term care setting. And the important thing, and why I wanted to get on the radio early, typically students think, well, I'm going to apply for college and we're at Kodiak College and we're going to apply in August. Well, you need to apply for the Certified Nursing Assistant Program now. We only take 10 students and the application deadline is July 15th. So you can contact Kodiak College Student Services and they can email you an application or you can go pick it up. But we need those in by July 15th because we need to do interviews before we accept you into the program.
You mentioned medical coding as well. Would you give us a definition of that, please?
Sure. And do you mind, actually, if I just go back to the CNA program and just tell you how long it is?
By all means.
That's great. Okay. So in the state of Alaska, all states differ, but in the state of Alaska, you need 140 course hours. So 80 hours are clinical. That's time spent actually working and learning in the hospital or a hospital setting. 60 hours are in the classroom. And so those classroom hours we do at night so that if our students have family, if they're working, and most are, then they're able to work around their schedule. So I just wanted to state that. Medical coding is a 12-month to 18-month program. It depends on how many classes you're willing to take at a time. So it's really up to you, but it's 17 credits total. And what medical coding does, for example, if you go to a doctor's office and you come out with a bill, right, and there's these numbers on there, you may not understand what they are, but they say like ICD-9 or diagnosis codes. That's what medical coders do. They put down a patient's diagnosis code and then other codes that the physicians or the nursing staff or healthcare providers use.
I see. So how you were mentioning the application process for that program. What's like a day in the life like for a student?
In medical coding?
Yes, and the CNA program.
Okay. So it's a big difference. So in the Certified Nursing Assistant program, they go to a classroom, they learn basic information, but then they go in the hospital and they learn from very experienced staff members the clinical side of it, how to interact with patients, how to take vital signs, you know, body mechanics, meaning how do you move a patient without hurting yourself or the patient. In medical coding, it's all classroom hours. And so with our medical coding, definitely recommend that the students all go to www.koc.alaska.edu if they're interested in any of these programs. It explains everything about each program. But what we do with medical coding is we try and offer as many classes as we can per semester, even in the summer. So the first class you need, for example, is MA 101, which is medical terminology. We make sure we offer that in the spring, summer, and fall so that these medical coding students can start at any time. They don't just have to start in the fall or the spring, they can start in the summer. And again, classes are all online, and so they can work around their busy schedule as well.
Wow, so it sounds like quite the opportunity. What is the availability like for jobs like this, and what kind of opportunity is it for people as far as finances go?
So that's a great question. So all of these programs are in really high demand. Okay, like I said, medical coding the growth rate has increased 22% if you look at the Bureau of Labor and Statistics. But in Kodiak in particular, we really need those certified nursing assistants. And so for the students, they benefit because now they have a profession, right? And our patients benefit because they have the caretakers that they need. We don't have enough right now. medical assistants, and Amy will talk about this in quite a bit of detail, they work more in a private practice clinic. So if you go to a doctor and you go in, they may be the first or second person that you see. They'll come in, they'll ask you about your history, they'll take your vitals, again, blood pressure, temperature, and so on. And so again, we don't have many medical assistants in Kodiak, and there's always been as long as I can remember, we've needed these type of people, and medical assistants would be key to have in our community. And because of this grant, and we will be talking about, there's no better opportunity than now.
So is there demand locally if students want to stay local, study local and work local?
Absolutely. And then the medical coding there is as well, certainly. And with medical coding, if you have a family, if you cannot or are unable to work outside the home, many medical coders work in the home, and they can work for a private practice like your family doctor or a hospital or an insurance company. So there's so many different opportunities and value to these jobs. And you will always be needed. Wherever you go, you will be needed, and these jobs will be needed.
Because we are presently right now in a long-term deficit in medical professionals of all types, correct?
Absolutely. It is. It's a pretty serious issue that we have right now, not just the programs that we offer, but nursing as well. And Kodiak College does offer a nursing program as well. But yes, in the healthcare field in general, we really need more individuals going into the healthcare field and helping out our communities and our people.
With all that need, are there scholarship opportunities that students might be able to access?
So absolutely. So that's why my suggestion is to contact Kodiak College, contact Nancy Castro. And there are scholarship opportunities. There are many. So there's something called a FAFSA. Now, I'm not in financial aid, but Nancy will be able to help those students. You can find her online again at our Kodiak College website, or she's at the college from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. during the summer. And then we also have individuals that are there during the summer and student services that can help as well. So, yes, there should be ample financial aid and opportunity if the student needs that. Not to mention that when Amy talked about the grant program that we have with medical assisting, which is just a phenomenal opportunity.
So you mentioned that some of these programs have been available in the past but haven't been available during the pandemic. What brings them back now? What has changed that allows them to be executed as they were formerly?
Well, with COVID, we have to take into account the health and safety of our patient population. So those that are more susceptible, and those that are more susceptible are individuals that you find in a hospital setting. So we don't want to introduce our students in there, right, when they possibly could bring in COVID, right? We need to keep our patient safety first. So it was difficult to be able to maintain that safety, especially with the Delta variant, and primarily as well before vaccines became available.
Right. Another question I wanted to ask you, and this is, shall we say, a bit more anecdotal, but I had heard that along with like teachers, doctors, other professions of which much was asked during the COVID-19 pandemic, there's a very significant number of people in these professions who are considering leaving them inside of the next 1 or 2 years. In that context, do you think it's possible that the need, while of course being very great for medical professionals of all stripes, may actually be understated in the near future?
Well, absolutely, and we're seeing it now. I don't have the statistic, and I wish I would have looked it up, but I would say you know, within the last 2 years, that turnover has been so great, and it's just going to continue. With that, I hope that our healthcare professionals and people like our certified nursing assistants, our nurses, our medical assistants, they're going to become more appreciated, right, and more valued as employees as well, and have more incentives because this turnover has been so great.
Well, we're going to be switching over to Amy here in a moment. Is there anything else that you would like the folks at home to know about these two programs that you've been describing for us?
I would just like to let you all know it's a great opportunity. Financial aid is available. It's a wonderful job market at this point. And if you have any questions, please feel free to contact me. You can find my email on the Kodiak College website. Again, my name is Dr. Suzanne Bowie, the Department Chair of Health Sciences, and I would love to talk to you about either the Certified Nursing Assistant Program or medical coding. And I can also help you with medical assisting as well. Amy's really the go-to, but I would be happy to help you in any way that I can.
Okay. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dr. Bowie. I greatly appreciate it.
Dylan, thank you so much, and you have a good day.
You as well. All right, folks, we're going to take a brief intermission here, and then we will reconnect you hopefully shortly with Amy to talk about the nursing program. Stay tuned. Okay, welcome to the program, Amy. How are you doing today?
Thanks, Dylan, for having me.
Would you please introduce yourself and then tell us a little bit about the program that you are here to discuss?
Sure. My name is Amy Samuel, and I'm an associate professor and the program director for the University of Alaska Southeast Medical Assisting Program, and we've created a partnership with Kodiak College to bring our program to the area on Kodiak Island.
So we just spoke to Dr. Suzanne Bowie a little bit about some of the opportunities for the programs that she's describing. What's the job market like right now for medical professionals?
Medical assistants are actually the number one allied health profession need in the state of Alaska. And that's not just in Kodiak or in rural areas, but that is an area that our program accommodates in these more outlying areas than the bigger cities. So you can find a job as a medical assistant in many different areas and different facilities throughout Alaska.
So for medical assistants, what's the timetable like? Is it like night class hours for 1 or 2 years and then work in the field?
Yeah, we have a very flexible program. A lot of our students do already work or have families, so they prefer a part-time school experience. And so we kind of tailor the course load to the students as to what they can handle as far as how much time they're spending on courses. We have prerequisite courses that they can take one at a time, or they can go full time. And then our medical assisting courses are pretty much one to two classes at a time to complete those. And so the whole certificate could be in as little as 1 year, but as most students do, about a 2 year program.
And then is there like field work? Are they going to be working in local hospitals or clinics?
Yeah, medical assistants are trained for outpatient settings, so doctor's offices, clinics, urgent care settings. We don't really work in hospitals, but anything that a doctor's office or a clinic, those skills are included in our curriculum in an outpatient setting. So our graduates will be able to walk right into a job and have those skills needed for doctor's offices there locally.
So what's sort of their day-to-day work like?
Well, medical assistants might be the person that you call to schedule a doctor's appointment, or they might be the person that greets you when you come in to the doctor's office and maybe takes your insurance card and has you sign paperwork, and maybe you pay your copayment for your insurance. They might be the person who brings you back and takes your vital signs and your height and your weight and prepares you or assists the doctor with your exam. They might be the person that draws your blood or swabs your throat or gives you a flu vaccine. They might assist with minor office procedures or different procedures that would be done in that outpatient setting. They might help you get scheduled for a mammogram or physical therapy or counseling services that you might need after the visit. And they might be the person that helps send out your bill to the insurance company. So all aspects of that job duty is covered with a medical assistant, and that's why we're so valuable.
So it's like everything from administration to very basic treatment.
Yeah, basically anything that provider needs is going to be, we're going to be their right-hand person and help get that patient and work as a team to get them what they need for their visit that day.
Sounds like many hats, one job title.
Yes, absolutely.
So how, if students want to go down that route, how can they get started on that?
Well, they can contact me directly. My information about our program is on the Kodiak College website, and they can also come to the University of Alaska Southeast website and check out our program there. They're welcome to call or email me and get information about the program and the prerequisite classes. There is some placement testing for writing and math that will be required, and then they also have to take some of those prerequisite classes, which can be taken, some of them at Kodiak College, and some of them online through UAS. All of our courses are online, including the administrative medical assisting, and then for the clinical procedures, we have a lab intensive where there's just a few days of in-person required. So a couple times a semester, we get together right there at Kodiak College. We practice those hands-on skills. But the rest of it can be done from wherever you live and wherever you reside, including those prerequisite classes. They can contact me directly to get more information on how to get those placement tests done, how to apply for admission. There are some vaccine requirements as well, since we are healthcare providers. We're working with public. There are some necessary vaccines and a TB test that are required. In addition, they also need to be ready to take a CPR and first aid class, or if they already have a card, they can present the card. So there are some program requirements that will be required for this as well.
What scholarship opportunities are available for prospective students?
We do have scholarships and financial aid available for medical assisting students. The Kodiak College may also have some resident scholarships and financial aid available. The financial aid FAFSA form is a form that most students fill out, and we have financial aid people to help with that process. If students need that, they can contact financial aid at UAS or UAA, and they can help them with that process. But that's really the first step, is getting that FAFSA form filled out and then finding out what scholarships, grants, and loans that they might be available to them.
So another question that I asked Dr. Buey is whether or not, after pursuing these opportunities, if persons want to study local and then stay local, will the jobs exist here?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Medical assistants have been around since the 1950s. And education has really formalized since then. And so we've got these certificate programs which can help you earn a credential. And the medical assisting credential is often required by doctor's offices and clinics to be an employee. And it makes them valuable because it does prove that they've had the education and the training and that they've got the skills needed to perform those duties that the provider is going to expect of them. So definitely a high demand field, and that credential after completing your education makes you very valuable as an employee.
We're down to our last minute here. Is there anything else that you'd like the folks at home to know?
Yeah, I'm happy to give you information on our program. We're just starting this partnership with Kodiak College, so we look forward to coming there probably on an every other year basis, but we do have funding available for travel if you're ready to go and you've got those prerequisite classes done. So reach out to me and send me an email and I'll get you the information.
Okay, well, thank you so much. I think that wraps up our program for today. You've been listening to another episode of KMXT 100.1 FM's Talk of the Rock. I've been your host today, Dylan Simard, and joining me were Dr. Suzanne Buey and Amy Samuel. Thank you so much, Amy.
Thanks, Dylan.